Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Virginia to practice military occupation. That story's up on Infowars.com. It's the middle column of GrudgeReport.com as well. Martial law training, 300-acre town, includes sports stadium, school, underground subway. The U.S. Army has built a 300-acre fake city complete with sports stadium, school, and underground subway in order to train for unspecified future combat scenarios. The recently opened site is located in Virginia and was built at a cost of $96 million. Taking just 2 years to complete. While the city was ostensibly built to prepare U.S. troops for occupation of cities abroad, some will undoubtedly fear the real intention will be closer to home. Although the site includes a mosque, the town looks like an American city in every other way, with the signs in English. The fact that a Telegraph reports the subway carriages even carry the same logo as the carriages in Washington, D.C., could suggest the site was built to both double as a foreign city and as a mock domestic town. Well, the whole military's training is their main mission, domestic, so, and their enemy being the Tea Party. So, according to Colonel John P. Petkoski, this is the place where we can create, where we can come up with solutions for problems we don't know we have yet. This is where we'll look at solutions for the future, material solutions and non-material solutions, anything from how you're going to operate in a subterranean environment to how you dismount a Humvee to avoid IED strike. The increasing demonization of domestic political groups as extremists has prompted numerous scenarios where commentators have suggested the U.S. Army and National Guard personnel could be needed to quell civil unrest. This is a very, quote, fairly written article by Paul. I'm not criticizing our writer, but to the point of almost absconding with the truth. This is all for domestic operations with a separate dual training operation internationally. The whole thing is geared up for us domestically. The bullets, the training, the manuals, the... And that's official National Guard announcements, quote, preparing to crush a Tea Party rebellion, and then the gun owners are going to attack and all this. In a 2012 academic study about the future use of military as a peacekeeping force within the United States, written by a retired Army colonel, depicted a shocking scenario in which U.S. Army is used to restore order in a town that's been seized by Tea Party insurrectionists, close quote. The study dovetailed a leaked U.S. Army manual, which revealed plans for the military to carry out civil disturbance operations, including confiscating firearms, quelling riots, mass civil unrest, and, quote, how we would be re-educated. This is on the Army's website, folks. I'm not making this up. They even used the Soviet term. So it's a good article. He gets into all the meat at the end, and I guess it's very journalistic. He writes it as if it could be two different things, but we know what it is. So at a certain point, it's like this is modern journalistic thing where you don't say, you know, it's like a red fire engine pulls up and you go, the fireman claimed it was a red Ford fire truck they were driving. And it said Ford on it and it was red. And it had chrome all over it and there was a Dalmatian sitting in the back. And then I watched it turn on its sirens and drive down the road and spray water on stuff. I mean, it's just... Army times everything, 24/7. Yes, Brigade Homeland. Yeah, we're going to take your guns. You know, when they confiscated guns in New Orleans for like 2 weeks, people didn't believe me when I was on air playing local newscast. Now everybody knows that happened, but the issue is there's this denial right up front that has to stop. And I'm not criticizing Watson. I don't have time to call up and give him pointers, you know, when I'm off air. Not that I have all the answers. He gives me a lot of pointers as well. It's just that, you know, all of us just, I mean, this is what is happening, myself included. The tyranny is so naked now that we've almost got tyranny fatigue where we're just so used to it now that we're like, well, we guessed it could be for some good uses. Obviously, they need to know how to dismount a Humvee for IED attack or how to land a helicopter in an area where it doesn't have IEDs. You know, don't land where it's a good landing spot. That's the rule. Land 100 yards away randomly. Land where it's hard to land. I mean, you don't do that in a mock city in English with Washington, D.C. signs. While you're training for domestic war in all your manuals, and then you say, oh, no, it's not for domestic.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
Spike in my veins. Jonathan Davis is the lead singer of Korn, one of the big rock bands out there. And we saw the video, thought it was really great. Listeners sent it to us, and they said, man, it looks like they're awake to what's going on, dealing with the paradigm shift. And we contacted them, and it turns out they are familiar with our work, and we're happy to come on. So we're going to get the lead singer on. He'd be on right now, but it happens all the time. We're having Skype issues back and forth. So it could be in 5 minutes, it could be in the bottom of the hour, it could be next week. So we're going back and forth with that right now with Skype issues. But that is coming up. In fact, let's play a little bit of the music video for radio listeners / TV viewers who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll play the whole thing once he joins us, but here it is.
The NSA secretly tracks telephone and data on the internet. Prison program.
She had reached a tipping point here.
Congressman, let me interrupt you. Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges.
We are the ones taking all the pain. Falling on our faces, they don't care anyway. You're the one that makes me feel like I'm alive. You're the one.
amazing. Folks, this is extremely powerful and a big deal because this is a frontal assault on their main vehicle, Obama. And that doesn't mean the Republican leadership is good either. John Boehner and all them are just as bad or worse. The issue is that Obama's been a very effective evil, like Cynthia McKinney has said on the show. He's not a lesser of two evils. He's a more effective of evils. And because it makes it trendy to do all this evil. And the video is just amazing how it exposes the just anti-human, pro-evil garbage that's being sold as a wonderful thing. So that's coming up as soon as we get his and our Skype working together. That happens sometimes. Right now, let's go to Trey in Alabama. And we'll go to Mike and Brenda and everybody else. Trey, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. Good to have you on.
I wanted to talk about the bankers, the elite bankers that have like basically thrown themselves off buildings the past, I think it was last week. You've had like
six. Yes, five top ones the last 2 weeks and dozens of other mid-level ones. I think they're being killed, but what do you think?
Personally, I don't know if it has to do with they know something that's coming that we don't, or they found something out, or it's like in 29, you know, or the stock market crash that happened before that, you know. People, bankers were throwing themselves off buildings because they
see, I could lose everything I've got, and I would be happy. I don't understand people that commit suicide because they lose everything. I just don't get that. But these guys aren't losing everything yet, though. That was the mid-level folks in 29. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm trying to war game this out here. It was the people that lost everything and were in debt who committed suicide over the embarrassment. It wasn't the insiders who got even richer. I think they're getting rid of people that know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, possibly. Could it have any connection to the global reset that everyone's talking about that could be coming up? Because nobody wants our dollar anymore, you know. I don't know.
But if these guys have millions or billions of dollars, why don't they just tap out, get out, move to Switzerland like everybody else does?
Right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense for what you're saying.
Well, it's like Matt Drudge said 2 weeks ago in the corporatist media, the dinosaur media, literally on its last leg, said, oh, look, he's implying you should leave as if we're in a tyranny. Let them eat cake. And it just shows how out of touch they are. Anybody who studies basic history knows we are sitting on top of a powder keg with about 100 burning sparklers falling from the sky right now. And I don't know when it's going to blow up or how it's going to blow up, but it's a question of not if, but when. Anything else?
Well, see, you got that thing that we got to keep our eyes on that Lindsey Graham said when the nukes came up missing. That's one thing that has me very worried. I think he came out too early. That was going to be their little, you know, announcement, wink, wink, that before they do something about blowing up, you know, Charleston or New York. You know, you remember Lindsey Graham's statement, or do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember in CBS News at a press conference hours after we reported the missing nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and see, I don't know, like the people say, you know, Iran has the ships out in our close to our waters or whatever. It would just be really convenient for an American city to get nuked to draw us into Iran or to hell. I mean, like 9/11, we could pretty much attack anybody we wanted. It gave us, you know,
exactly, exactly. I mean, I don't think the head of the Iranian military is stupid enough to actually say the U.S. doesn't know we have sleeper cells in North America, and they don't know how we're going to strike back against them, and then send over some small destroyers as if that means anything. I mean, just begging the empire to destroy them and take our liberties at the same time. And then some listeners think I'm, like, calling for war with Iran. No, I'm calling for Iran. What do you think Iran's up to?
It doesn't make sense to me because we got nothing out of the deal. I mean, with them, it appears, and it just, I don't know, I'm clueless. I'm puzzled.
Yeah, I'm very rarely puzzled, and I mean, stuff's very serious.
Well,
I appreciate
about Breitbart and Tom Clancy and the Rolling Stone guy that were working on, they were all working together on something, and now they're dead, you know, so.
Well, let me tell you, I'm blessed that I'm not pushing up daisies. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Thanks for holding. You're listening on WCKG. I just hear people are calling from. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just found you on the radio dial about 5-6 weeks ago. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I only get your first 2 hours. I don't want to change the subject, but I'm going to bring this up. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. I know you're aware of fluoride and aspartame and all that other garbage that they've got in our food and drink. Have you ever heard of chelation or EDTA? Are you familiar with that at all?
Yes, there's a lot of different forms of chelation to get toxins out of your body.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is I work at a fairly large defense contractor. And just since Christmas, we've had about 5 or 6 of my coworkers have had heart attacks due to blocked arteries. And then, you know, the doctors tell them you got to get this bypass surgery or you're going to die. And chelation is so safe and it's so effective that there's a lot of countries where it's actually illegal for the doctors to do that bypass surgery. So I'm not sure if your audience is aware of that, but I just thought.
Sure. They never tell you. Why do you think so many people are having heart trouble where you work?
Well, yeah. Well, it's a rhetorical question, but it's over a couple thousand employees, so it's statistically it's probably not significant. And again, most of these guys are in their late 40s, early 50s, early 60s, so it's probably around the time that those kinds of problems are going to show up. But it's a shame that more people are not aware of it as an alternative to these angioplasties or these bypass surgeries, which, have anywhere from a 5 to 8 or 9% morbidity rate. And, chelation is totally safe and it's relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, they killed Neil Armstrong in one of those surgeries. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Brenda in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Call. I want you to hear something that we got from the county that I left on my answering machine. Are you ready?
Okay, well, tell me about it.
It's one that's asking for us to all get vaccines in our county, for us and our neighbors. We've never had this happen before, and one of them is a red alert that we all have to sign up for.
Have to sign up for that. Government, though, is inducing you through contract fraud. They even have folks under federal grants that come bang on your door and say, time to get your shots. And the big pharma is actually being paid. It's a big corporate boondoggle. And all the statistics show these vaccines are deadly. And again, I'm not saying the science of inoculation doesn't have some merits in history. The problem is you can't trust these big companies. They're putting other stuff in them. And even a good vaccine ends up lowering your immunity, just like antibiotics do. And by the way, the good news is, after a little bit of pressure, Chick-fil-A is going to stop getting chicken that has antibiotics in it.
Now, would you like to hear this, though?
Yeah. In fact, you can scan it and send it to showtips@infowars.com. I'm aware it's been going on, but you just said we're required to sign up for this red alert. Tell me about it.
Well, it's
an audio.
It's an audio. I've actually made a recording of it for you to hear.
Oh, so it was sent to you over your phone?
Yes, sir, and I saved it.
Yeah, government, I told you, they're sending you video, audio, first was text, fear-mongering you, and then literally turning your phone on at night. Yeah, go ahead and play the audio.
Okay, just a second. Here we go.
No new messages. All message played back. No new messages. All message played back. Important message for all residents and businesses located in Torrance County. We have licensed the Code Red Community Notification System to help disseminate important or critical information. We encourage all residents and businesses to go to the Torrance County website at torrancecountynm.org, click on the Code Red logo located just below the department listings on the main page, and enter their contact information, including additional phone numbers, text, and email addresses to ensure all of the data in our system is accurate and current. If you know of anyone who did not receive this call who lives in Torrance County, please encourage them to visit the Torrance County website and enter their information. If you do not have Internet access, please contact a friend or family member to help add your contact information to the emergency database. You can also call the Torrance County Dispatch Center directly at 384-1022 for assistance. That number again is 384-1022. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, just a second. I have one more for you.
And first it's missing ladies. And then it's missing kids, and then it's
5, 6, 7, 8. Just a second. Here's one more.
I understand. Then it's turn your neighbor in.
This is the Torrance County 911 Dispatch Center with an important announcement from the New Mexico Department of Health. The New Mexico Department of Health, in partnership with Torrance County Government, will be providing flu vaccinations on Friday, February 14th, from noon until 6 p.m. at the McLeod Medical Center located in Moriarty, New Mexico. The immunization clinic is open to the public at no cost. For more information on the no-charge flu shot clinic, please call the Moriarty Public Health Office at 832-6782 or the Torrance County Emergency Manager's Office at 246-4748.
This is government pushing its services.
Is this bizarre?
No, ma'am.
I would like to hear all that.
No, I would. Go ahead and turn your machine off now, and then let me just say what's happening.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah, ma'am. They tried this in the 80s. All the new radios in your car, you buy at the store, most of the cost is a chip in them that picks up shortwave or AM from government transmitters that orders it to turn on. Some of you have a capacitor so it can operate for a time without plug power. And then it gives you orders. Over your cell phone, you get Obama emails. My dad gets them every day. I get them every week. The flashing signs that say we've got an Alzheimer's missing woman. It all sounds reasonable, but then it can be jacked in to be a political tool. You heard it saying, tell your neighbors, give us their data. And in the future, it will be, you will arrive at this point or you will be arrested later. So this is government now getting into your life, taking over your phones, taking over your computers, data mining you. Using your phone number and information to call up. This is 911 with an emergency information for you. All to, again, prepare you to interface with government to be bossed around. That's what the TSA is. Normal people who aren't criminals aren't supposed to have regular contact with bureaucrats. But you're being prepared to literally be bathed in these people. And the new work projects during the Depression won't be building dams or park sites. It will be being part of the tattletale squads and reporting on neighbors' guns. And all of this has already been done in other countries, in Europe and other places. And so this is a takeover plan. And it is absolutely authoritarian. They have Walmarts all over the country where you go up to a robot kiosk and it goes, Obamacare helps you. Now buy health care. And then it told Jakari Jackson, who's got 3% body fat, that he was obese. And you know, it tells people who have low blood sugar that they're, diabetic, even though they have low blood sugar. It's total quack garbage. You know, you go into one of these computers now, my grandmother did, and they said, have you had sugary snacks today? Yes. And then we can't give you the test, for diabetes. You've never had it, though, at, 89 or whatever. This happened just last year. And so still, they said, well, the computer says you're diabetic, even though you ate sugary snacks, and the blood test, shows that you had a little bit of high blood sugar, but it's not diabetes. We're just going to go ahead and say you're diabetic, take this pill. And then she took the pill and passed out and, basically almost died because it took her blood sugar down to nothing. And my dad called up the doctor, because my dad's a physician, and said, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do I forget the name of the test, where they slice up the red blood cells and go back over a month to get their real average of the blood sugar. They just said, well, we don't do that now. We follow Obamacare. So Obamacare, and so my dad took her back to another doctor. No, you don't even have high sugar. You're in really great shape for 89 years old. You don't need any drugs. But this is America. It's all run by robots. It's all run by computers. It's all run by centralized committees, and all your data is public. And this is the beginning. I told everybody forever, it's going to start with, there's an old lady missing, there's a child missing, and next it's going to be report illegal guns. Well, they now have the images flashing showing a revolver, report illegal guns, all over the country, including Austin. And the carpet cleaner comes to your house and sees a Colt 911 45 framed above your bed. You are going to be SWAT teamed. Doesn't matter, the gun's completely legal. When they get a call, they respond, they take the guns, and you don't get them back. And then they'll give your guns back, go to psychological evaluation. Well, it's their psychological evaluator. And they go, are you mad about your gun being taken? Well, yeah, I have no criminal record, and it was legal, and they pushed my head in the ground. I'm upset. Well, that's an opposition to authority paranoia in the psychological manual. Your guns are all gone, and now CPS is going to be there next week. They don't even tell you that. They go, you can go now. Then CPS comes and takes your kids. No judge, no jury. You've done nothing. Your life's over. Hardcore, they rule, they control. Drink your fluoride, take your shots, roll over and die. Give your kid a shot in the hospital, have him convulse right in front of you. Never talk again. You try to get in that doctor's face, here come cops. The cops got brain damaged kids. Nobody cares. We love death. We're going to get it. High tech, hell released. You want it, you got it. And, yes, those type of garbage alerts are the exact type of thing we're dealing with. Anything else, ma'am?
That's it. I just wanted you to hear it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in. There goes Brenda. Lee in Georgia. You're on the air, first time caller.
Alex, how's it going, man?
I'm a little bit under the weather, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Hey, I hear you, brother. Hey, we appreciate you. We all appreciate you out here, man. By the way, happy belated 40th, too.
Thank you, brother.
No problem, man. Hey, I have kind of a multifaceted topic here that deals with something that one of your callers earlier was talking about the mega banker suicide.
Yes, I want to hear what you have to say on that.
Yes, sir. How do you think that their deaths play into the foreign exchange scandal that's happening right now?
Elaborate on that, and I'll give you my answer.
Well, I would just like to get your take on the speculation of how this is going to affect the Iraqi dinar revaluation.
I'm not ignoring you, sir. I was talking to somebody. They were giving me some information. I'm going to call them right back during the break. I don't usually take calls during a break. I heard your question. I was going to have you talk some more and then go back to it. Look, I don't know why the bankers are dying. There are all sorts of scandals going on right now. There are all sorts of things unfolding right now and all sorts of corruption. But I believe these bankers are being murdered. They're not committing suicide. Because
right.
They don't do that. They always run. Why should they commit suicide? And it's always like comptroller level for the mafias that are behind the scenes, like something out of the Pelican Brief. So it's still just speculation, so I don't like to get into it too much.
Yes, sir. Like I said, there's a lot of speculation, especially on the Internet, about how the Iraqi dinar is going to be revaluated. A lot of people think that's coming close to time for the dinar to, be traded as foreign exchange.
Well, here's the deal. A lot of people invest in dinar, and I told them not to. And Iraq is in a mess. The oil is denominated in dollars, and they've already inflated the Iraqi currency so much, and it's gone up and down that, I don't think bankers are going to be killing themselves over the dinar, but I appreciate your call. They'd be getting killed over who was involved in derivatives and J.P. Morgan and all these settlements that they're making right now for all the scams they've run. Ralph in Texas, go ahead. You got about a minute and 10 seconds.
Alex, I was just calling about your earlier guest. I want to say that he was completely wrong about Dr. Michio Kaku. Dr. Michio Kaku is a really smart theoretical physicist, and all those quacky things that he was saying about the telepathy and the telekinesis.
No, I get it. I know he's a serious guy with, like, string theory and a lot of other stuff he's been involved in. But then he does go out in a lot of other theoretical areas that the transhumanists are promoting. So I understand that. The point is he's not a meteorologist, and he's pushing global warming. I mean, do you agree with that?
Right. Yeah, I understand. And, I just wanted to get to,
I tell you what, after our guest leaves us, we're able to get him on Skype. I want to bring you back to make your statement. I don't want to just cut you off there. I want to hear what your criticism is. But we'll be right back on the other side of the break. I was actually calling one of the guys in the back to bring me some nasal spray.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution? Numena Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLive.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLive.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around from tree to the ground.
Shooter Jennings bringing us in. Monday, Jonathan Davis of Corn.com is going to be on with us. I'm really interested in getting him on. I'm glad we contacted him a few weeks ago and they're ready to come on a short notice. Just too, Skype is just, for whatever reason, it happens sometimes. Even people we regularly interview, it just won't make the connection on two different computers. So we will get him on Monday if they're able to work out all those problems. If not, we'll just get him on via phone. But Skype is more powerful, so we'll look forward to that coming up and play that music video on Monday. I'll be back this Sunday, of course, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to go back to the caller. Was that Ralph in Texas I was just talking to? I want to be able to finish his point about Michio Akaku, that I was calling Michio Akuku. Just being silly, folks. You got to have some fun with this. And then Roger in Canada and others, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And then I'm going to get into a video that just went up on Infowars.com that is excellent and comes from a comedy perspective. Some of it's a little bit racy from maybe a 10th grade perspective, but it's the folks that made American Dream, that great animated 30-minute film. And it breaks it down, so we're going to be... In fact, will you guys print me off that data sheet on it just so I have it? It's video, Baby's Got a Gun, and I'm going to tweet that out at Real Alex Jones here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to play that video that gives you statistics and facts. And it's all about getting people already that are very successful and have all these platinum records like Korn and others to speak out against the tyranny. But it's about getting grassroots filmmakers to make their own films and counter the lies. That's what it's really all about. And I get that physicist Michio Kaku is a smart guy. The point is they couldn't get a regular meteorologist or even astrophysicist on. They got a guy on. I read his quotes about how unusual warm is causing the freeze. They even put that in that Al Gore supported movie. It was a fiction. The Day After Tomorrow, whatever it was, that Art Bell was involved in, and the whole world freezes because it's so warm. I mean, just give me a break, folks. The sun is the main driver. It's about taxes, and the whole carbon tax thing distracts from all the crises in our environment. The overfishing, the toxic waste dumping, the toxic pesticides that are being used, and the chemical fertilizers that don't give you the nutrients you need. There's thousands of the honeybees dying. But it all comes down to taxing carbon because we're a carbon-based economy. And I'm not saying oil's great. They've suppressed all sorts of other technology by funding the fake green movement, windmills and all this stuff. I'm sick of them acting like they're the progressives that want humanity to progress when they're the Agenda 21ers on record. On record. That say they want to shut down society for the general public as a tool of control. I know their internal documents. I know their political writings. I know who they are. Now, I don't know if Kaku is a bad guy individually. But I know that him saying this is global warming is a load of bull. So for 17 years, the Earth's been cooling compared to the warming cycle we've had since the 50s. And, folks, I've read the history books that were written hundreds of years ago. It wasn't about global warming. It wasn't about debating. It was about, you know, for a 10-year period, the major rivers in England all froze over. And then for 50 years, nothing froze over. You know, there used to be grapes 1,000 years ago growing in northern England. Now you can't grow grapes there. There's cycles. There was the Hibernian Maxim 10,000 years ago where northern Europe was like the Bahamas or something. I mean, I'm just sick. I mean, it was like 15 degrees hotter or something on average. It was insane. And paying money to the globalists is not going to fix things. So that's why we were calling him cuckoo and stuff, because he's not cuckoo. I think he knows what he's doing. Now, Ralph, I don't want to just... You tell me what you have an issue with. Go ahead.
I totally agree with you about getting a theoretical physicist to talk about climate. I think that's dumb. But, the thing with, like, the kooky things that he says about telekinesis and telepathy and things like that, he's talking about, what you say about the advancement in technology and how we'll be able to have portable MRIs that already can take crude images.
They already have that in the airports as a test, right? 10 years ago. No. I hear you. Go ahead.
Right, and they'll be able to make a mobile version of this, and that's how we'll be able to have a kind of telepathy that he's talking about it.
Listen. So, they've got studies showing magnetic lines that birds navigate off magnetics, that humans have those cells. It's really just science, and people don't understand sixth sense, all of it. And so I don't think that discredits him. I actually think he's a really smart guy, and that's why I actually get mad at him when he's saying it's global warming, just because that's like a liberal sacrament. And I had some of the crew was like, hey, man, Michio Kaku is pretty interesting guy. Why are you saying that? And I was just going along with Moreno. Moreno's just mad at him because he's lying about global warming and not using science. And so he was getting into some of his more theoretical stuff. But I hear you. Anything else?
I think you should just have him on the show. And one more thing. I don't know if anybody told you, but this last Austin City Limits, Matt Bellamy from the band Muse gave you a shout-out when he was doing the song Uprising. And I just thought it was, the trendies had no idea what he was talking about. But, I cheered him on when he gave you a shout-out. So
was this, when was this, a year ago?
It was last October.
At what event?
The ACL, Austin City Limits.
Yeah, ACL. We should dig up his stuff online and find that. He's a great guy. On his website, we're like the only link he has on there to politics. And then he'd go on the BBC everywhere and like wear Infowars.com shirts and TerraStorm shirts. And I don't even care. He's been on the show before. One time I heard he was in town and gave him a call and he came on. It's not that big of a deal except that I like his music, so I'd like to get him on. But, hey, that's fine. We appreciate Matthew Bellamy giving us a shout-out. All right, I'm going to go to this video. I'm going to come back with more of your calls. Again, this video is up on Infowars.com, and it is titled Baby's Got a Gun. And it's the first tile in the featured news area when you go up there to the site if you want to share it with people. And it breaks down the reality of gun control. Here it is. Man walks in a room. He's hit by shock and awe shorts. Lightning.
Columbine.
Virginia Tech.
Tucson.
Aurora.
Fort Hood.
Oak Creek.
Newtown.
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 The pair of you would like to have the right to have a tank, and you don't agree with a single
right. Now you're committing straw man.
President Obama proposes to gun control. And you know something? It makes me sick when I hear people say that kind of thing.
Demand a plan.
I know the Second Amendment. What I haven't heard is one coherent reason why any civilian in America needs an AR-15 military-style assault weapon. Tell me why you need one.
As a husband.
As a wife.
As an American.
As an American. As an American.
Over the past 4 years, fear of a black president has made gun sales shoot through the roof and into the apartment upstairs.
Now, what are these white people so afraid of out in the suburbs?
For the children of Sandy Hook.
On the NRA side is also the argument that we must be taking up arms in order to potentially fight a military battle against the U.S. government. So it's that argument and maybe 10% of the population on their side of the argument.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act. Demand a plan. Right now.
You know, coming from Britain as I do, I find a lot of the gun laws in this country incomprehensible.
Okay. Okay, my eyes are bleeding watching the Englishman and his merry band of shoulder parents play Manchurian Candidate with the hearts and minds of the American people. What if everything we just heard isn't true? What if it's a narrative not based on fact, but on irrational fear and an overdose of elitist smug? As you can see, I'm just a baby. Granted, a badass baby. But even I know a lie repeated 1,000 times is still a lie. The badass bloodline has been at war with the lying liars for a long time now. My uncle Badass IV took out the White House trash.
I'm not a crook.
My grandfather, real badass, helped save Private Ryan and the Holy Grail from the Nazis. Going all the way back to Badassius I, who defeated the so-called God King. Badass babies have been cleaning up history's mess for a long time. And now, it's my turn. Now the Blink Blink box talks about guns like they're the six-chamber apocalypse smelted in Satan's workshop. But Satan don't use guns. He uses trickery, which is why so many believe that guns are the problem. We have more guns now than ever, and crime has plummeted. Permettez-moi de repartir. French for, let me repeat for you, we have more guns, less rules, and less crime. I know, with all the dire headlines screamed by hysteria and his sisters in the press, you would think it's modern warfare out there. But actually, it's not. The reality is, you're safer today than at almost any time in the modern era, from getting shot, stabbed, robbed, or any other crime. Except hoodwinked. Hoodwinking is up. Regardless of how you feel, you are safer. Why is it that you're safer, but you don't feel safer? With all this airtime, the press and the politicians fill you with fear and anxiety, which is all meant to show you why you need them. If you know you're not in as much danger, then you're not as afraid. And if you're not as afraid, you may decide to go play kickball with the kids while you queue up some burgers and dogs rather than watching CNN or Senator Worthless tell you why you should give them more time, money, and power. As to mass shootings or mass killings of any kind, they have always been extremely rare. You have the same chance of being killed in a mass shooting as you do being killed by lightning. You walk around scared of a lightning death strike all day? If your answer is yes, then I have 3 terrifying words. flesh-eating bacteria. You are 2.5 times more likely to be eaten to death by a microscopic zombie bacteria than you are to get killed by a mass shooter or killed by lightning. And forget plane travel. You are twice as likely to die in a plane crash as you are by flesh-eating bacteria, which is already 2.5 times more deadly than getting killed by a mass shooter. 5 times less safe on a plane. I wonder what the percentage is that I'll die in a fiery plane crash. And that's 5 times larger than my chance of getting killed by a mass shooter. And the hysteria over school safety. Schools are about the safest place on planet Earth. Again, flesh-eating bacteria, more deadly. Here's the most deadly part of you and your kid's day.
You're on your way to meet up with friends, but you can't seem to get anywhere quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way.
Driving your kid to school is 47,000% more deadly than any risk they may have being at school. More rules don't hinder lightning, nor do they hinder psychos. Gun regulations have had zero impact on mass shootings because psychos don't care about rules. It's why the psychos. Lanza and the Joker used a gun, McVeigh used a fertilizer bomb. Andrew Kehoe blew up an elementary school in Bath Township, Michigan in 1927, killing 38 children and 6 adults with a fistful of dynamite. The point is, you can't regulate suicidal psychopaths. We have always had them, and we will continue to have them. Just like cockroaches. Now, I don't know about you, but the idea that I'm just gonna sit here and bleed at the mercy of some punk till 911 decides to show up and rescue me ain't very badass. A well-armed populace keeps the armed and unarmed much safer. Not only is it proven by my tsunami of actual facts, but also clearly demonstrated by my lady in split screen. Now that's badass. Whether it's a violent gang, a domestic abuser, a rioting mob, or a psychopathic crazy. I like my chances much better with the most powerful handgun in the world. Or the gun from Predator.
Payback time.
Rather than depending on Big Brother to keep me safe, I am Badass Baby.
Because reloading is stupid.
I tell my Big Brother how it's gonna be around here. Finally, for the mockers who think government tyranny is off the table, I ask them, isn't it the government holding the leash of that German Shepherd and pulling the trigger on that fire hose? Is it not tyrannous to force people to go fight in a war where you are sprayed with cancer-causing Agent Orange while you march from village to village setting the country on fire for no real reason? Is it tyrannous to torture, spy, and intimidate innocent people? That seems fairly tyrannous to me. Giving all the guns to the same people who do this to others and expecting that they won't do it to you doesn't sound very smart to me. And I'm just a baby. If we actually want to lower gun violence, we need to end the number one reason people get shot. The drug war.
43 men and 6 women had their heads, hands, and feet cut off.
You have 5 people killed here, 3 people killed here.
The heavily armed police now have to attend gang funerals to prevent revenge killings.
The 12-year-old Fort Worth boy was just standing outside Saturday when gunmen sprayed his Eastwood home with bullets. The Portland Triplex was a base for white supremacist gang members.
You gotta shoot at people, you know, you gotta kill people.
According to Jester, you name it, and they can supply it.
Crystal. Cocaine.
If you ask what supports MS, it's drug trafficking.
Heroin.
It has 10,000 foot soldiers in the U.S.
Weed.
419 people.
And they've taken all the guns in Mexico, and they have the highest gun crime in the world.
Pills. You need any kind of pills, don't go to the doctor. We'll get you a doctor's prescription.
If you're a radio listener, the video has all the statistics on screen.
This year, and the cause... rival gangs creating anarchy.
A 6-year-old girl is killed in broad daylight. Another girl, 7 years old,
here I am.
Shot dead.
Legalization of drugs is not about the drugs. It is about the gangsterism and terrorism that is supported by the illegal marketplace in this country.
Stay peaceful, stay prosperous, and stay free. Now, what's a baby got to do to get a drink around here? Man!
All right, folks, there's the video. It's got some more trailer on it. The full video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's great to wake up young people. A little bit of silliness in there, because it's a baby explaining to you how simple this is, showing FBI's own statistics. And people always counter that by saying, well, the FBI, I mean, you believe the government? They've been getting those since the 20s. It's the most accurate statistics in the world because it's gathered locally and compiled nationally and checked locally. By the way, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now is the time to have affordable food and be self-sufficient so you're not dependent on the system. It lasts 25 years. It's non-GMO. And they have great customer service. It's who I use. They're very affordable. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials or 866-229-0927. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Remember, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Tons of key intel straight ahead.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I think it's the most handsome shirt, the most powerful shirt we've ever come out with. I've been putting t-shirts out for 17 years. First shirt we ever put out, we still sell, still a bestseller. Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on it. And on the back it says, politicians love disarm peasants, Infowars.com. And I literally made it myself on a, what's that program called? Photoshop. That's why it looks so simple, but it's actually iconic. There's that shirt. This should be the bestseller ever. I pretty much designed it, but one of our great graphic people come up with it, you know, the actual look. And they got one that says Infowars.com and the Molon Labe symbol, the one that just says Molon Labe, Infowars.com on the back. And I'm really proud of it. This version is in kind of a gold. We're going to come out with one in gray as well, but it's on a black shirt. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to find all the Made in America stuff, go to MadeIn1776.com, and it takes you right to the subpage. And we have the new made by U.S. veterans, owned by a Navy SEAL, the 50 caliber bullet that's had the powder taken out. That's a bottle breacher. Great gift, and that goes to support veterans. A lot of them, all of them actually combat veterans. A lot of them wounded and disabled, you name it. So it's a good Americana project. They're making a lot of these, by the way. We're not the only ones that sell these, but they're custom, and they say 1776 worldwide. That's available in maiden1776.com. There was a bunch of news I meant to get to that I haven't covered yet. But, you know, in the interest of going to your phone calls, I'll do a little bit of overdrive and regroup and cover some of the news I haven't hit. Let's go to Roger in Canada, who's been holding patiently. Roger, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy.
Good. I love you, and I love your honesty and vigor. And just a few points. Michio Kaku, I bought a few of his books. I've read them, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I think you should have him on.
We're going to reach out to him and do a friendly interview.
That would be great, because I think, for one thing, he's a really accomplished mathematician, and he's not a meteorologist, but I'm sure he can work the data as good as anybody.
I know, but, I mean, do you think that global warming's real?
Well, I'll tell you, I do, and I'll tell you why. Because there's probably about 5 billion cars burning fuel in the world, and if you multiply that by the diameter of all the exhaust pipes, and then all the electric motors and so on that are burning, plus all life creates heat on this planet, and we need it. That's not what I'm saying. We need it. Now, I am a little nervous.
We need heat, though. That is true.
Now, the thing is there's a very delicate atmospheric balloon around.
I know, but they've done the equations. Volcanoes put out a lot more than humans ever could. On record, this mass ejection in Java right now. They're evacuating Indonesia. Here's the issue. What about all the chemtrailing, the geoengineering, the weather modification? I'm not saying there's not strange weather here and there. My issue is how does moving our factories from here to China, where they're 10 times more dirty, literally, going to help the atmosphere if it's one atmosphere?
Well, I agree with that. The chemtrailing, though, in the last few years here, has been horrid. In the summertime, every time the sun tries to peek out and there's no clouds, they're spraying like crazy. Now, I wonder who's paying that bill, by the way.
The Department of Energy, we got documents, spends $5 billion a year on their, quote, geoengineering testing. I'm out of time for this segment, but I appreciate your call. We will get Michio Kaku on. Here it is in Reuters. British police question CNN's Piers Morgan over phone hacking, and they call him a person of interest. I mean, he ran the whole operation, from what I know. I accused him of that on TV, too. I said, from what I've read in the British papers, he ran that whole operation. Stop acting like you're goody two-shoes. By the way, he has armed bodyguards behind a gated community in L.A. What a coward. This guy has armed bodyguards. He's worth tens of millions of dollars, but you and I, we can't have guns.
You are listening to GCN.
You punk.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I kicked your butt on air and you know it, Redcoat.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.